Was that mostly Martin, or?
Well, there was, that time, there was, Martin were closed when I was down there at 1 year trapping, so the only thing you would pick up was, like, coyotes and link and things like that.
I was going to ask you about the coyote population. Did you find that the coyotes were higher in those days?
Yeah, at that time they were. Mm-hmm. They were all the way down almost a circle on the Yukon. Mm-hmm. They were down as far as there. Then they gradually disappeared, and now they're starting to come back. Mm-hmm. One or two there. In fact, my nephew caught one just a couple days ago in Tok.
Do you have any reason why they might go up and down like this?
No, I don't know why. Because up in the Eagle area, I remember my dad said that before 1912 there was no coyotes up there. That's the first coyotes that come in up there. And then they came up to the 30s, they kept multiplying, and there was quite a few of them around. And my brother used to catch, 18, 19, 20 a winter. And just right from Eagle, right from town, right around town, within 3-4 miles. And then all of a sudden they started disappearing, and then you never heard of them for a long time. Then they started coming back a little.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they used to be in town of the rabbits, but the rabbits have come back and left again, and still they didn't come back. The link will always increase when the rabbits come, but I don't know why the coyotes don't.
About how many lynx did you catch in a year?
No, I told you I was not a trapper. There wasn't many. It's only in them years that the lynx was real thick. I wasn't trapping.
Mm-hmm.
And here about 10 years ago when the rabbits was real thick, well, then people caught a lot of link there. They'd catch 40, 50 or link, in the winter. Now there's very few around.
Mm-hmm.
But the rabbits are starting on another cycle. They'll be coming back. Well, you can figure another 3-4 years, the link are going to be coming.